Welcome to this 6-minute audio introduction to Pandora, the Last Baguettes outdoor touring family show written by Tiff Woodsmith and directed by Susanna Alcantud. The running time is 2 hours, including a 20-minute interval. Pandora is a comedic retelling of the Greek myth, told by an ensemble of 4 actors playing a great many parts between them. It takes place on Mount Olympus, home of the gods, and in ancient Greece. The playing space is around 7 metres square. The audience is separated from the performance area by a semicircle of thick rope, which lies along the floor, curving towards the back of the space. In the centre is a circular wooden platform, raised around 1 foot high and about 2 metres in diameter. Painted gold, it has a Greek fret pattern, an angular motif, running along the outer edge in thick black. To the left sits a much smaller raised platform in the same design. The central platform leads back to a large golden circular frame studded with light bulbs. It is sometimes used as an entrance and exit point. Through the frame, a wooden cutout of Mount Olympus is visible. It is painted black with thick angular lines of grey, terracotta red, muted yellow and gold running down it. To the right of the circular platform is a small trampette hidden behind a cloud which sits on the floor. The characters sometimes use this to jump on and off the platform. More clouds are dotted around the floor of the playing space, giving a sense that we are high up in the heavens. They are grey with golden swirls that denote their fluffy edges. To the left and right of the space, 2 golden poles rise out from more clouds. A festoon of lights gently loops from across the backdrop and to the top of these poles. It remains on throughout the show. The painted cloth of the backdrop hangs from a metal frame, 2.5 metres high and 2 metres wide. On it is painted a pale gold sky in which a small, white-hot sun burns with deep golden rays flaring outwards. To the left, black clouds roll down the side of the cloth, their swirling edges marked in gold. The colour palette of the set is warm and earthy Mediterranean hues, terracotta reds, cream and deep yellows. Gold is frequently used and is warm and rich rather than bright and garish. The 4 actors who play the gods, titans and humans that appear throughout the story wear leggings, walking boots and a variety of smocks, tunics and robes, depending on the parts they are playing. Their natural hair is never seen, as they all wear a variety of wigs, hats or hoods throughout the show. The ensemble of actors are as follows. Philippa Hambly is a white woman in her mid-30s, with a slender, athletic build and mischievous blue eyes twinkling from an angular face. She shares the role of Clotho, one of the 3 Fates, and also plays Prometheus, a titan, who wears a calf-length red tunic with black sash, thick black glasses, and has short, scraggy brown hair. Philippa also plays the title role of the first female human, Pandora. She is dressed in a long white underskirt, over which she wears a short-sleeved, knee-length red dress, ruched at the hem. Pandora has long, straight, crimson-red hair with a thick fringe, from beneath which she gazes at the world with excited, inquisitive eyes. Tristan Green is a slender male in his early 40s, with a neat black beard trimmed close to his chin. He has deep brown eyes set in a light-skinned, chiselled face. Amongst Tristan's characters are Hermes, the messenger, and Zeus, king of the Olympian gods. At 6 foot or 1.8 metres tall, Zeus towers over the others in ankle-length grey robes and mint-green chlamys, or cloak, that loops around his body and fastens to his right shoulder. He has a thick gold chain around his neck. From beneath his nose, his face is covered by a thick, dark grey beard, and he has a mass of curly, shoulder-length grey hair pulled off his face. Zeus carries a large lightning bolt. The messenger god Hermes pops up from behind Mount Olympus, ready for business, his head covered by a brown aviator cap and large goggles over his eyes. Tristan also plays Ares, Apollo, and shares the role of Clotho, one of the 3 Fates, with Philippa. Lucy Harrington is a pale-skinned, slim-built woman in her late 40s. She has blue eyes framed by expressive eyebrows and a heart-shaped face. Amongst her characters is Zeus's long-suffering, scheming wife Hera. Hera has long, dark brown hair that hangs straight against her face and falls to her breasts. A garland of pale flowers crowns her head. She wears a long, sleeveless dress in deep yellow with pleated folds of fabric gathered around the front. A thick gold chain to match her husband's hangs around her neck. Lucy also plays Artemis, Lachesis, another of the three fates, a guard named Theodore, and Epimetheus, a titan and brother to Prometheus, who wears a knee-length mint-green tunic over his yellow leggings, thick black glasses similar to his brother, and a large brown hat with a short peak that he wears backwards. A short crop of straight auburn hair sticks out from beneath the brim. Sydney Robb is in her late 30s and is of medium height and build. She has a soft-featured face with a fair complexion and elfin-like blue eyes. Sydney plays Aphrodite, the voluptuous god of beauty, who sashays around in a lengthy electric blue waist-hugging dress with matching long blue hair. Sydney also plays Atropos, the third fate, Hephaestus, Poseidon, a guard named Stavros, and Eros, Aphrodite's son, who has short blonde hair beneath a red and grey schoolboy's cap and a short cream tunic over white leggings. Eros has white feathered wings and carries a bow with a quiver of golden sucker-tipped arrows across his back. All other roles are played by the ensemble. That is the end of this audio introduction. We hope you enjoy the show.